You're listening to Portuguese Basic Tips number 78. Welcome to our Portuguese Basic Tips number 78. Marco Salles here, and today we're going to speak about typical expressions used by car drivers. You know, we already have more than 150 episodes released so far. And you know, I think all the time about topics that might be useful for those who are interested in improving their knowledge in Portuguese. So you should consider becoming a member of this website and have access to our episodes' transcripts, including the ones of Todo Mundo Pod, which you know is our entirely in Portuguese podcast. With our transcripts, you can practice by reading everything I say in the episodes, and you can also increase your vocabulary in this language. Since each episode contains keywords chosen specifically so that you can use them in daily conversations. Becoming a member is cheaper than you think, and the recurrent payment is automatic, but your registration can be cancelled at any time if you want to. Plus, if you're a premium member, you are one of those who help us to keep this website online. This is very important to us. Visit todomundopod.com and become a member. On today's podcast, we're going to go over expressions used by car drivers in Portuguese. Today we're going to speak about slang and a little bit about some situations that happen with drivers in everyday life. Let's get started. Sair na reserva. Sair na reserva. Some people simply don't remind when they should fill the car. That's why sometimes people saem na reserva. Eles saem na reserva. Sair na reserva means that the driver has forgotten to refill the car and the fuel gauge is showing that the fuel is at zero, so that he or she needs to put something in the car tank urgently. For instance, ontem me esqueci de abastecer e hoje estou saindo na reserva. Ontem me esqueci de abastecer e hoje eu estou saindo na reserva.
I forgot to refill the car tank yesterday. And now I'm nearly with no gasoline.
Cavalo de pau. Cavalo de pau. This is a maneuver that only experienced drivers usually do. Cavalo de pau is when the car rotates 360 spin around itself. It's a donut in the car. For instance, eu dei cavalo de pau no carro. Eu dei cavalo de pau no carro.
I did donuts in my car.
Barbeiro ou braço. Barbeiro ou braço. Barbeiro e braço are words that, when used literally in Portuguese, mean things completely different from each other. Barbeiro means barber, and braço, you know, means arm. In this case, both words mean the same, a bad driver. We're talking about slang. That's important to point out. Let's see some examples.
Aquele cara é braço. Mal conseguiu estacionar o carro.
Or, aquele cara é barbeiro, mal conseguiu estacionar o carro. That man over there is a bad driver. He could barely park the car.
Motorista da rodada. Motorista da rodada.
The motorista da rodada is the guy or girl who will go to a party with some friends, but he won't drink anything other than soda and juice. He can't drink nothing alcoholic, cause he's driving that day.
Motorista da rodada is the same as designated driver in English.
Quem vai ser o motorista da rodada dessa vez? Quem vai ser o motorista da rodada dessa vez?
Who will be the designated driver this time?
Now let's see some quick tips with a few terms that we use all the time in most parts of the country.
Ultrapassar. Ultrapassar.
Overtake.
Encostar o carro. Encostar o carro.
Pull over.
Meio fio.
Meio fio.
Curb.
Passar a marcha. Passar a marcha.
Shift gears.
Deixar o carro morrer. Deixar o carro morrer.
Stall the car.
Dar ré. Dar ré. Or dar marcha ré.
Back up.
Baliza. Baliza.
Parallel parking.
Okay, that's enough for today. I hope you like it. Don't forget to visit our website and consider becoming a premium member. If you have questions or suggestions, email me to contato@todomundopod.com. Try and do it in Portuguese in order to practice a little bit. Don't be shy. You don't need to be perfect. You don't have this obligation. See you next time. Thanks.